You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients, this webinar series we've got lined up for you. I'm your host, Ian Shaley, and thank you so much to every single one of you for joining us today. The Wisdom of the Ancients series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, what was once remembered, and now is possibly forgotten. Ancient practices, knowledge, not only from our own planet, but from other worlds, galaxies, dimensions, and realms, bringing that forth right now into our own dimension, our own reality. Ancient also means remembering our core, our own true self, the greatest version of ourselves that we can be, our higher self. So let's all set the intention right now to receive the information being presented to live more mindful, connected, and aware lives with ourselves, the earth, fellow humans, and all beings. And right now we call in the ancient ones to support us, to open our hearts to the messages that are going to be coming today. So I'm excited to introduce our next guest to you. Let me introduce Elizabeth April to you. Elizabeth April is a cosmic intuitive channeler who has the ability to go into other realms and dimensions in order to gain access to universal truth. Elizabeth is regularly featured internationally on radio, podcasts, television, and major events. Elizabeth also gives readings to clients all over the world. So whether you're sitting in her audience, watching her YouTube channel, or getting an individual reading, the insights channeled through her will leave you feeling in tune with the limitless possibilities which exist within your reality. And we're going to try and devote a large part of our show today to actually have her interact with you. So star two to raise your hand if you'd like to ask Elizabeth a question, or you can place your question in the cue box, you know, the question box on the web. So welcome, Elizabeth. It's amazing to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much, Ian. I'm super pumped to be here.
Fantastic. Yeah, I think the audience is looking forward to the conversation we're going to have. Everyone, the topic today is understanding the cosmos. So I know a lot of you have already put in questions around other galaxies and past lives and other dimensions that you feel you might have been part of in previous lives or in star families. So go ahead and continue to put those amazing questions in. So today, during the call, Elizabeth is going to help us understand how this reality works and how to take your power back, understanding the current state of the planet and where humanity is going next, and get to know the awakening and how it might be affecting you. And again, Elizabeth will be answering questions pertaining to this dimension or, as she says, any other questions which veer outside our scope of reality altogether. Well, I've given you a formal introduction, but Elizabeth, I'd love to hear, and I'm sure everyone else would love to hear in your words, how you came to understand your gifts and also your abilities.
Yeah, so I am still quite young in this lifetime. I just turned 26, which is awesome, and I have a lot of background, a lot of story to tell, basically. So I'll kind of sum up my history, my background, my childhood, and how I came to be in this place right now with the understanding that I have. So when I was younger and growing up, I was born with certain gifts and abilities. I equate this to just being an old soul. So I've lived many, many lifetimes, both on and off of this planet. So in this life, I was born with clairvoyant, clairsentient, and mediumship abilities. So basically, I had the ability to see ghosts and spirits, feel energies, vibrations, auras, see all of this stuff. And it got to the point where I was really struggling. Not only was I struggling to just fit in and conform, but I was struggling with the frustration of having this innate knowing that there's so much more that exists, but being presented a platter of these four walls of this dimensional reality. Right. So the education system told me that this is all that existed, you know, and growing up Catholic, I also, you know, got very skewed in understanding who and what I was communicating with. So although now I realize and understand I was communicating with interdimensional beings, you know, when I was 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, I thought I was talking to God. Because, of course, if you're communicating with something that no one else can see in the Catholic religion, you know, it must be God. But the funny thing is that when I was around 5 years old, you know, I went up to my dad and I told him, hey, Dad, you know, it's weird because the Bible tells us that God is a male, but God's actually a female. You know, I'm talking to this female. And so, so those, you know, a lot of funny little moments like that when I was younger. But I really struggled. I mean, I struggled with fairly heavy depression when I was around 10 to 14. I just didn't understand the physical world. I was really struggling in school. I was really struggling with friends, you know, and that's when I decided to really just shut off all of my spiritual gifts and abilities and conform and devote myself to the physical world. So around 10 years old, I started to get involved with sports. So basically anything and everything you could possibly imagine. Anything from kickboxing, karate, soccer, volleyball, rugby, you name it, I got involved with it. And I did really well. And that really allowed me to have the acceptance that I was looking for and the acceptance within myself as well. But at the age of 16, you know, I thought I had everything I could possibly want as a 16-year-old. You know, I had the freedom, I had the friends, I had a good family dynamic, and yet I was still really unhappy. I was really questioning everything in my physical reality. And that's when I sought out my first ever past life regression. And luckily for me, and my dad was very open, and he had actually studied past life regression. So he gave me my first ever past life regression. And basically during this regression, I went into many lifetimes where I was oracles and prophets and channelers and healers, and philosophers, but also lifetimes where I was, indoctrinated and slaves and suppressed and confined and persecuted. And this made me realize that there's obviously so much more out there, but also there's so much more within me. And it validated who I was in this lifetime, someone who once again is here to spread knowledge, information, and awakening. And so that was really my first huge awakening moment at 16. And after that, I started giving other people past life regressions at that time, which is really cool for me to be on the other end of it. And it was just 2 years later, at the age of 18, when I moved away to university, where I actually experienced my other big breakthrough moment, my other big awakening in my life. And I ended up going to a 10-day meditation retreat, and this was out in the middle of nowhere. And during this meditation retreat, on the second night, I actually got abducted. I got consciously abducted. And when I say consciously, I mean these memories are burned into my brain. And so after this abduction, I mean, of course, it was a scary situation in the moment. And before that, I kind of knew there was something more, but I didn't really conceptualize aliens do exist. And I didn't even conceptualize not only do they exist, but oh my goodness, they're here. And beyond that, after the abduction, I mean, that's when, you know, all of my DNA started to awaken and activate. And that's where all my abilities came back tenfold. Astral traveling, remote viewing, lucid dreaming, telepathy, telekinesis. I mean, it all came back to me in a whirl of energy. But one of the coolest things that happened after this abduction was that I started to have very vivid recall and very vivid flashbacks to myself as one of these interdimensional beings. So I would be walking to class down the halls of my university, and all of a sudden, I would get a flashback to walking down a hall of one of these spaceships that I used to be a part of. And so, you know, the awakening process for me went so rapidly that I started to really formulate my life around other people need to know that this stuff is possible. And since then, I've been able to channel and tap into not only my own species, and my hybrid self, but I've also been able to tap in and channel quantum physics and information ranging from other dimensions, other lifetimes, other existences. And right now I'm in a conversation and discussion, not only with the Galactic Federation of Light, but with a multitude of different species and other beings. And once again, you know, my purpose and my mission is to spread this information and truth, not necessarily that aliens are real, but that there is just so much more that we can't even conceptualize. And I hope to kind of just open people's mind about, you know, what else is out there and what that may mean for us in our own lives.
Yeah, beautiful. Wow. So many profound experiences, and so beautiful that you are able to experience the recollection and the memory that you do, because so many of us maybe get glimpses, but you've actually experienced that in such a more profound, even tangible way. So I think a lot of people are asking, you know, well, Elizabeth, tell us more. Tell us more about, you know, what is out there? What are some of the possibilities? And so, you know, I had some questions that I wanted to ask you, but I think based on what you've just said, I think, you know, what's coming through is just more of a flow. So, you know, if you feel led or guided to share, whatever you feel guided to share with the collective audience right now around interdimensional beings. So whatever's coming through, we'd love to hear whatever's coming through.
Absolutely, yeah. So there is a direction that comes up here. And I'll just mention that everything that we talk about today within this hour is so divine, and it's so channeled, right? I mean, literally, I like to call myself the universal Google, which means you can type anything into my consciousness, anything into my brain, and we can go straight there, which means that there's an infinite amount of information we can talk about, which means that everything that we do talk about is very synchronistic and very divine for the audience that is listening right now, right? So it's taking the collective energy, and it's giving people what they need for right now. And there is something that's coming through. And I just want to briefly break down the awakening process. And I want to break down why we're all here raising our conscious vibrational levels. And a big part of the awakening, a big part of this consciousness vibrational increase that we're all experiencing, especially within the past year, is a part of our cosmic identity. And that's what I'd like to call it. I mean, I would say that if all of a sudden everyone on this planet woke up to the fact that aliens do exist and that we are all hybrids, that we are all part of these cosmic alien interdimensional beings, I mean, nothing else would be the same. We could never go back. We could never backtrack from that conscious awareness that aliens exist and that we are a part of them. And the reason why this is information that has been suppressed for the entire existence of humanity is because this is the key element that teaches all of us that we are so much more than just who we think we are, that we are so much more powerful, and that we have so many more gifts and divine abilities that are absolutely untapped. And one of the things that I've channeled within the past couple of years is our DNA. And basically, if you go online right now and you search junk DNA, they say that we have technically 90% junk DNA within our biological bodies. I mean, isn't that mind-blowing? It's something that scientists can't explain, or maybe they're suppressed and they're not able or allowed to explain it. Therefore, they just throw it off as junk DNA. I truly believe, and from what I've channeled, and people can take this or leave this, but from what I've channeled, I truly believe that all of that 90% junk DNA isn't actually junk at all. I truly believe that this is our interdimensional selves. I believe that this is the part of us that we have not tapped into yet. And as we raise our consciousness, as we raise our vibrational frequency, and I say that we're all ascending from the third dimensional frequency to the fifth dimensional frequency. And as we go into the fifth dimension, two key elements of this third dimension just simply don't exist. And the two key elements that don't exist in the fifth dimension are space and time. This is really important for everyone to understand, because basically what this means is that the past, the present, and the future are all simultaneously happening. And because I believe that we've all been interdimensional beings in the past or the future, we can actually tap into that energy and that vibration in this present moment the more and more we raise our vibrational frequency. So we're getting closer and closer connected to our cosmic selves, and that's allowing us to grow within the awakening. And so basically what the awakening is raising your vibration and moving through the dimensions. Briefly, what I've channeled, especially about physics and quantum physics, and I'll just let everyone know that I haven't done any external research on any of this, so I don't know what other people are saying. This is just purely what's been channeled. I believe that there are 12 dimensions within this this universe anyway. We are here stuck in the physical third dimension. And in order to get back to source, right, pure source energy, we go through all of the dimensions. And through every dimension, we have to learn a subset of lessons. I believe that there are around 2,000 lessons that we all have to learn within the third physical dimension, which means that we're going to be stuck reiterating and repeating old patterns from past lifetimes in this third dimension before we are able to move on to the fourth dimension, the fifth dimension, and beyond. I truly believe that everyone here on this planet is an old soul. We are here for a reason because we're a very special species. And the reason why humans are so special is because we're not just humans. We're not just a physical third dimensional species. We are actually a collaboration of many other interdimensional species. I mean, if you really think about it, why is planet Earth so important, right? I mean, people have said we're an experiment, which I believe we are, but why are we so important? I mean, we're this lowly third dimensional species, and yet we have all of these higher vibrational interdimensional species and beings and attention put on this third dimensional planet. And the reason being is because we are all hybrids, right? I believe that we have Palladian DNA. Of course, we have reptilian DNA from our reptilian brains. I also believe we have Anunnaki DNA, and I also believe we have gray, Zeta DNA. So we are this amalgamation of all of these different species, and yet we've been suppressed to think that we're just this, you know, this bag of flesh that needs to go to work, make money, have a family, and then die. And there's nothing else after that. So anyway, that's just a little brief overview, but we can go into many different topics and details and things like that. But I felt that was really important to let people know that, hey, like, this is not the end. This is not the only thing. And by going within ourselves, we can tap into the infinite cosmos of information that I have access to. I believe that everyone has access to this. I don't believe I'm special. And I try and teach that everyone is their own greatest teacher.
Oh, thank you for that. So if you believe that there's about 2,000 lessons, give or take, that we have to learn, I think that I can speak on behalf of the community as well in saying that we would love to accelerate that pace, because a lot of the people that are here listening right now, I think most people, the reason we're in spiritual communities and the reason we do our spiritual work and really try and bring the light in is because we try and compress that. So if there's no time and space in the upper realities, then how do we compress the time and space in this reality so that we can accelerate our awakening and our ascension?
Absolutely. That's a great question. I mean, there's many things that we can do to accelerate our awakening and our ascension. The number one thing that I would just recommend for everyone to do, and this is so, so key, and it's so beautiful how all of these concepts kind of interweave with each other. But the number one thing, the first thing that I would recommend everyone to do if they really, truly want to awaken themselves is let go. I mean, really, though, like, let go of all expectation and all attachment. Because think about it this way. The more you have a structured life, and of course, we all have to live and exist within the time-space continuum of this third-dimensional reality. I'm not trying to underplay that or undermine that, but there's way too much emphasis and way too much attachment towards this third-dimensional reality. So just a very easy example that most humans get caught up in, which is money, 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 money. Time is money, and I need to sacrifice myself for money. So there's this attachment to, I need to give to work to make money. I need to be on a time schedule to work to make money. And we attach, we attach, we attach, and it's actually counterintuitive to the truth of what we really need to do. Because the more we let go of these concepts of this physical reality, the more we tap into infinite source. And infinite source is infinitely abundant. Now, we can't just say, oh, well, I'm going to let go of my attachment to money and have that be a physical concept in your brain. You have to feel it. And the reason, what you need to feel in order to let go of the attachment is trust. You need to not only trust in yourself as a powerful being who is full of manifestation vibration, but you also need to trust in the flow of the universe. And you need to trust in the fact that there is a predestined plan for you and that you are learning every single lesson you possibly need to learn in order to move forward. So no matter it be the good, the bad, the ugly, there really is no black or white in this reality. There really is no good and bad. It is all just a projected illusion. And the more we step away from, oh, well, I lost my job, so that's really awful, right? And the more we react to that because we are attaching ourselves to certain physical things in this life, the more we allow this physical reality to dictate and indoctrinate our lives. The more we let that go and say, you know what? I lost my job, and that was a source of my income or my financial abundance. I lost my job, but I only lost my job because I know that something better is waiting for me around the corner. Having that trust and looking at everything in the positive, and appreciating the whole flow of this physical reality is going to allow you to tap into infinite source. And it's going to allow you to tap into the trust in this reality. And that's going to allow you to ascend to the next vibrational frequency every single time, extremely rapidly. All you need to do is have appreciation and feel joy in every single moment, regardless of whatever happens to you, good, bad, or ugly. And then also just let go of any and all expectations and attachments that you may have within this physical reality. And that's where you're going to gain access to the fifth dimensional reality.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I would love to go to the phones now. I think that a lot of the information that's going to come through is going to come through being voiced by people asking questions. So why don't we do that? Mm-hmm. Why don't we go to the phones? Would that be a good time for you to do so?
Sure, let's do that.
Okay, let's do that. Okay, so let's go to Mount Vernon, Ohio. So star 2 to raise your hand. I see the hands going up. Star 2 to raise your hand. To ask a question live or put your question in the webinar box and we'll get to as many as we can. 1-881 from Mount Vernon, Ohio. You're on live with Elizabeth.
Hello, Elizabeth. This is Pamela. It's nice to meet you.
Hi. Nice to meet you, too.
Wow, you're amazing. You had mentioned something about, it was earlier in your conversation, but it was about I think it was when you had the abduction and things just suddenly started coming back to you, and I have that sensation or that feeling that for me it's, I don't know if it's a nature or a move or something, but I feel like it's so strong and it's pressing down on me so hard. At times I feel like my head's gonna split open, but yet it's just out of reach. I mean, what do you think?
Okay, so if you were to formulate a specific question, what would that be?
Is there something that I need to do that I don't realize I need to do in order for my own abilities to open up?
Okay, perfect. Great question. One second. Okay, great. Okay, so when I do a little scan on you and your energy, there's definitely something that feels like it's blocking your heart chakra, okay? I don't know if you ever feel like short of breath or pressure or a pain in your chest or in your middle of your back. But there's definitely something here that's not allowing the full flow of your trust, of your special, you know, psychic abilities and your intuitive abilities. And it's very clearly that it's coming from past lifetimes. And the word trauma comes up here, and it really feels like there's been some trauma related to, I want to say, you tapping into your own source abilities that needs to be released and it needs to be accessed. So what I do recommend for you is maybe doing some guided meditations that have to do with releasing heart chakra blocks, as well as guided meditations, you know, releasing past life blocks. And then what we can do as well, if you are interested in a one-on-one session, I can specifically go into what those past lifetimes are, what the lessons you were learning in those past lives, and we can release those so that you can fully move forward and understand who you are and why you're here on this planet.
Lovely, lovely. It's okay. That makes sense to me. I think that's the way I feel that pressure. I feel it in my head a lot,
okay.
But it's like it's just, something's really, really just saying, come on, just open up and let's go.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful. Now is the time. Thank you for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pamela. Much love. All right, beautiful. Let's go to... let's go to Burbank, California, 7120, Burbank, California.
Yeah, hello?
Hello there, welcome.
And, yeah, this is Cheryl Haig. How are you doing?
Hi, Cheryl.
Both good?
Good. You're on live with Elizabeth.
Yeah, you just surprised me. I just wonder, can you scan me?
Yeah, absolutely. Any major issues, any things that you're feeling right now, or just an overall scan?
Mostly in the back of my neck between the tricep and where the brainstem is.
Okay, let's take a look here. 1 second. Interesting. Okay, so I'm taking a look at the back of your neck here. So it definitely seems like there's a little bit of damage in your throat chakra. So this is all about communication and expression. And it seems like there's definitely a buildup of old communication energy, of conversations that you should have had in the past, but you necessarily didn't have. And it feels like they were definitely more emotional conversations. Now, that although that's a part of the factor, that's actually besides the point. When I did a little scan on you, I do see a chip, okay, an implant or a device that's sitting right in the middle of your, like right in the middle of your neck, right where your head, your skull meets your neck. And right now I'm unable to tell if this is a positive implant or a negative implant, but it feels like it's not allowing you to fully open up or release. Now, sometimes if it's a positive implant, there's actually a certain age or contract where this device is meant to be activated to help you open and awaken your DNA, but other times there are more negative implants that are actually put in you to suppress some of your activation. So right now it's clear that there's some sort of almost like a frequency that's being emitted from this device in your neck that's kind of giving you this pain or this pressure or this imbalance. So once again, this is something that you can either seek out from someone else. We can work with you on this in a session. I can actually do something called psychic surgery to help you either deactivate it and release it if it needs to be, or I can actually help you activate it if it is something that's supposed to be for your highest good. So just kind of keeping that in mind for right now, just sending it white light, I think is going to really help to neutralize the vibration.
Thank you very much, because it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Cheryl.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
All right, love to you.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, you really made an excellent point there, Elizabeth, and it wasn't lost on me, where you said either you would deactivate it or activate it. So, you know, for those of us who are quote-unquote amateurs, you know, what we would usually do is we would do a clearing on that, right? So as you brought in the white light, we would do something like that. But you know, you're with your abilities, you're able to tell maybe it doesn't have to be cleared. Maybe it has to stay there, but be activated.
Yeah.
So you bring a different dimension and level to the intuition that is so helpful. So thank you so much for that really that point that you made.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool.
Yeah, wonderful. Let's switch quickly to the web, because I wanted to go to the web for a while. So that's actually Peter from Johannesburg. I'm from South Africa, so I know the pronunciation, but Peter or Peter. Could you tell me if I have ever been abducted? If so, by who, and what was the purpose?
Okay, let's take a look. And what's Peter's last name?
No last name, just CJ, initial CJ.
Name.
Peter.
Okay, CJ. Okay, great. 1 second. Okay. Okay, interesting. Okay, great. So I do want to confirm that, yes, I do see them having some experiences here. There's two in particular that come up. One of them is when they were younger, it seems like there was a full-on abduction that happened. It feels very benevolent. It feels like it was from a cosmic soul family, and I'm even picking up on the Palladians here. Either the Palladians abducted him specifically, or they were behind the abduction, which is always a very high vibrational frequency. And then I also see an experience, and I'm not sure if they remember this, because it seems like it was conscious. It was an experience, and it looks like they were on a beach, and they saw something in the sky, or they were outside somewhere, and this was a couple of years back, and they saw something. And his guides want to come through here and say that that was them, and say that that was them contacting him to just say, hey, we're around you, we love you, we care about you, we appreciate you, and we're here. So there was just this kind of like, there was an initial abduction, and then afterwards there was this kind of connection of, hey, we're your family, we exist, and we're around you. So that's definitely, I definitely recommend for them to explore and to get into the Palladian energy, Palladian frequency, Palladian channelings.
Beautiful. Thank you. You know, can you, Elizabeth, talk to us a little bit about abductions? Because, you know, for a lot of us, abductions might have negative connotations. If you look at the media and the movies we've been exposed to, you know, so a lot of people, I believe, think that abductions are a bad thing. But can you tell us a little bit about why abductions, maybe that's not even the right word, but abductions happen, and what are the reasons behind them?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a great question, and I absolutely love talking about this, because I've been abducted not just once, but actually many times in my life, and so I understand kind of all sides of it. The problem that happens is that a lot of people, so just the first thing that everyone needs to know about abductions is that we all sign up for these experiences before we are ever even manifested in this lifetime. So we all have predestined contracts. So it's really important that no one ever thinks that things are happening to them without their consent, because it's actually against the laws of the universe that anything happens without our free will consent. So everything is consented to by you, because you create your own reality. So I really just have to put that on the table. But the problem is that obviously most people forget about these contracts, and then they're abducted, and they're not really fully explained why they're being abducted. And it's a very scary situation, because in society, we have been taught to believe that aliens and other life forms are very scary because they're very separate from us. Even the word alien is a foreign being on this planet, which I don't believe that they're aliens at all. I believe that they are a part of us and we're a part of them. But the main reason why most abductions happen on this planet is for the hybridization project. This is a project that I'm directly connected with. And basically this means is that there is going to be a new species of human. So just like we went from the Homo sapien to Homo erectus to who we are now as humans, there's this next evolutionary process that's happening. And that's why every single human on this planet needs to choose which vibrational frequency they want to be a part of so that we can all ascend together. And we can include and accept this new species coming to this planet. So a lot of the abductions happen with experiments and pregnancies and hybrid children and, you know, taking like reproductive organs and those kind of things in the most loving way possible. But because they're just not even experiments, but because it's very surgical and very medical, you know, it doesn't really come across as the most loving. So, and then the other part of abduction, so one half of it is about the hybridization project, which is super exciting, really interesting, and that's going to allow all of us to ascend rapidly, which is so beautiful. And then the other half of the abductions, which is really cool, and this is where I've experienced my own abductions, especially in childhood, is the teaching and the training. So when I was younger, I was a part of this Earth school, is what I want to call it. And basically, from a very young age, they taught me about energy. They taught me about vibrational frequency. They taught me about quantum physics. They taught me about humanity. So I was taught, and there was many, many other children who were all on these spaceships being taught just like myself. And the thing is, most of the people on this planet have no idea that they have this incredible amount of information within them until they start waking up to the possibilities and letting go of who they think they are in this physical reality. So the abductions that I've experienced, even if it's perceived as negative or low vibrational, it's actually quite high vibrational because all of the abductions are allowing us to ascend to this next level. And my abduction at the age of 18, it wasn't like the best, you know, experience in the world, especially since it was from the tall whites, who are a very technologically driven species. You know, it wasn't the happiest experience, but after that, I mean, my reality was blown out of the water in a way that, you know, anything and everything was possible to me after that, and my consciousness expanded exponentially, even though it was initially perceived as negative. So once again, you know, call me a super optimist, but I truly believe that everything happens for a reason and that we're all ascending to that level, and abductions are a big part of our ascension process.
Mm. Wow, thank you. So do people remember their abductions? Some do, some don't. Some have a feeling that they were abducted, and others have a very vivid conscious experience like you. Is it a complete mix across the spectrum?
Yeah, it's absolutely a complete mix. What I actually, what I've noticed, especially with all of my clients, because they specifically contact me for their abduction experiences and their connections to their cosmic families, and I actually notice a generational shift. So in Generation X, which is basically my parents, a lot of the times they have a feeling they're very spiritual, very high vibration, they're in the community, but they have no idea that they're a part of these other cosmic soul families. And they give birth to starseed children like myself, who are here to raise the vibration consciously. But they've had many abduction experiences that they don't quite remember. And the only reason why they don't remember, and they weren't really, I don't want to say weren't allowed to remember, but they chose not to remember these experiences, is because society wasn't at the vibrational level to accept and to nurture these experiences. And they would have had a very different life if they fully remembered all of these abduction experiences. And now in this younger generation, it's getting more and more accepted, widely accepted, that this is possible and that we are a part of it. And it's actually a positive thing. Therefore, we've chosen to remember. But all of my abduction experiences when I was a child were wiped from my memory. And I'm so glad that they were wiped until just about a year or two ago when I had a hypnosis regression and I remembered everything. And the reason why they were wiped as a young kid was because I was already weird enough. You know, I can't imagine what would happen if I remembered all of that as a kid and I had these clairvoyant and clairsentient abilities. So I'm really happy that they were suppressed. But I helped people remember their abductions. I help people remember themselves. I help people connect to their conscious soul families, so that they can awaken and ascend as well in a really peaceful and loving way.
Mm, beautiful. And we'll get to that in just a little bit, because I think people are really, really anxious to hear how they can work with you and some of the things that you can help shine the light on in their own lives. So one of those things, as Elizabeth is talking about, is helping you remember things like abduction experiences, or reconnect you with your star family. But we've got another question here, because you mentioned earlier in the answer to Peter from Johannesburg in South Africa, you mentioned spirit guides. And so Mary from Toronto is asking, this is connected, do you believe that we are all infant beings and that we all have spirit guides? What would it take for all of us to be able to communicate with our spirit guides? So what do we need to be aware of?
Yay, fantastic. This is a really great question, Mary. So 100%, I mean, I tap into spirit guides on a daily basis. So I believe everyone has spirit guides. Essentially, what I've channeled as what spirit guides are, they are beings, either earthbound or non-earthbound, either from past lifetimes or future lifetimes, who have decided and contracted to come back into our lives now to help us through whatever it is in our life that they need to help us through. It's really interesting because I can always tell whether how interdimensional someone is based on how many spirit guides they have that are interdimensional. So on average, people tend to have about 10 spirit guides. And these are in flow. It's always a little bit more, a little bit less, and they always kind of flow in and out of our lives. And so if someone comes to me and they have 5 spirit guides who are earthbound, maybe shamans, maybe, you know, maybe librarians, and maybe mothers from past lifetimes on this planet. So if they have 5 spirit guides who are earthbound and 5 spirit guides who are non-earthbound, then they are very balanced between human and non-human and interdimensional. If someone comes to me and they have, you know, 10 spirit guides who are all interdimensional beings, I mean, of course, that person is a very cosmically connected being. So yes, absolutely, we all have spirit guides. The way in which we can connect to them, and this is, it comes down to physics once again, it's all about vibrational frequency. So connecting to your human spirit guides is quite easy because we are humans ourselves. So we can connect to them, we can ask them questions, and then synchronistically and divinely, they'll come through our lives, maybe through our dreams, and give us messages, right? Now, for the interdimensional spirit guides, they are literally coming from the 5th to the 12th dimension. So they are very high up there on the vibrational spectrum, which means that we will not be able to cross paths with them if we continue to be in the 3rd dimension. Think about the dimensions as radio stations, right? So if we're on one radio station and they're on another radio station, we'll never be able to talk to each other. So the only thing that anyone needs to do in order to speak to their spirit guides, especially the cosmic interdimensional ones, is raise your vibration. And the only thing that, well, there's many things you can do to raise your vibration, but live a more conscious life. You know, pick and choose everything that you do in a conscious way and ask yourself if that is adding value to your best and highest good. You know, is drinking that second beer adding value to your best and highest good? No, probably not. You know, so choosing things that are of a higher vibration that resonate with your soul rather than just feeding your ego. So the more we raise our vibrational frequency, the closer and closer and closer we get to our spirit guides. And then eventually when we meet them halfway and they meet us halfway, then we can have a full-on dialogue. Then we can have a conversation. Then they'll be able to come through our dreams and we'll be able to fully connect. But it's very difficult for an 8th-dimensional Palladian being to come all the way down to the 3rd dimension to give us messages. So if we don't meet them halfway, then there's going to be a disconnect.
Yeah, excellent point. Needing to do whatever we can to raise our frequency so that we can meet them. That is such a critical point that you make there. You know, sometimes we're always looking outside of ourselves for the help or the ways to, you know, connect to higher realms and dimensions. But there's so much that we can do that we have control over, but usually it takes discipline, right? And that's the part, you know, sometimes it takes austerity, you know, doing what is austerity and what is not fun, but those things that really benefit us and our physical bodies. Our physical body is so important to raising our level of vibration. So important. So thanks for making that point. Beautiful. Well, we have we've definitely got more time and we want to go back to the phones, but why don't we do this, because I know people are saying, okay, well, how do I work with Elizabeth? Because this sounds amazing, because I can find out if I've had abduction experiences, or not just, you know, if I have spirit guides, but from what dimension are they? Are they earthbound? Are they cosmic, multidimensional? So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, click below Elizabeth's photograph, you'll see the offer button. And so click on that button, you'll be taken to a page that says Awakening Update, Private Session. And if you're not on the webinar page, you would, and you want to follow along visually, you type in WOTA Summit. WOTA stands for Wisdom of the Ancients. WOTASummit.com/Elizabeth. WOTASummit.com/Elizabeth. Everything's lowercase. And you'll be taken to her offer page. So, Elizabeth, can you tell us about your private sessions? What do they involve? What can people experience? What are some of the benefits and the results? You know, just give people a good sense of what happens in these sessions.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, these sessions are, they just fulfill me so much, because I've seen so much transformation happen with my clients. Especially over the past 3 years, because people are more and more ready for the information that I truly have to say and share. So the sessions basically get broken down. Typically, I mean, it's always intuitive. It's always exactly what that person needs at that time. I don't really like calling myself a psychic, because I don't truly believe that that's the only title for me. So I don't really call these psychic sessions. I call them awakening update sessions. Whatever your soul needs to hear to resonate with the highest vibration of yourself, it's going to come out in these sessions. Typically, we go to the past. So who are you right now? What's happening with you and your energy? I do a little body scan on you. I see if there's any blocks or imbalances happening in your energy and vibration. We talk about the past, and yeah, it's the past and traumas and things that have been stuck in your body from this lifetime, but I also have to talk about past lives as well. I mean, where have you come from? What's holding you back in this present moment? Because in order for us, all of us, to awaken and move forward, we have to release the past. We have to understand the past. We have to accept and love the past. So part of the session is always, okay, who were you? Where did you come from? What's still blocking you, and how can we release that? And then once we go through these past lifetimes, then we can say, okay, now where are you going? What, like, who is your soul? You know, what's your soul mission? What's your cosmic connection? Who's your cosmic soul family? And what does your future look like in a very cosmic way? I mean, yes, I can go into business advice and relationship stuff and financial stuff, you know, but there's many other psychics and readers for that. You know, I'm specifically here to help you awaken to your best and your highest good, to give you the confidence in yourself to know that you can do this. And one of the, like, I mean, there's been so many, like, just absolutely dramatic results from my clients. But one of the really cool ones that just happened last week that popped into my mind was this woman who said that she was having major issues with her daughter. And she says, well, you know, my daughter's always been, you know, this beautiful soul who's, like, always so open. And she's 13 years old. And then all of a sudden, last week, she just turned. And she's getting really angry at me and really upset. And, like, all this stuff is coming through. And so I went into a past lifetime. And so I looked into the block. And it turns out that those two had been in a past life together. And that that her mother had taken her own life. And her daughter got really upset and felt abandoned and felt like her mother had left her. And in a way, you know, she had in that past lifetime. So the second that this daughter had turned 13, the same age that her mother had passed on in that past lifetime, all of these emotions started coming up for this daughter. And literally, we went into this lifetime with the mother. The mother was, you know, really mortified. But I said that we needed to go into this energy in order to release the block. And she called me up, this mother called me up the next day, and she says, Elizabeth, I don't know what you did, I don't know what happened, but my daughter is back to her normal self. She is completely, you know, chilled out, zenned out, just like she was before, and all of that anger is gone. And that just happened last week of, you know, this dramatic change that can shift overnight based on, the knowledge and information. And I always say that knowledge will set you free. Like, I'm not a hands-on healer by any regard. I'm an informational healer. I can literally help people unlock their DNA by going into information that resonates with their soul.
Wow. So how does that work? So, you know, an information healer. Okay, so it's not a totally new concept, but it's one I think that deserves a little bit further explanation or even definition. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, just understanding yourself a little bit further, like, this is something that I've gone through in my own life, which is looking around me and saying, is this really it? Like, is this really all that there is? There's these four walls, and there's making money, and then there's dying, you know? Like, there's got to be something more. And all anyone ever needs is the validation that not only is there something more beyond this physical third-dimensional reality, but we are something more. And all anyone ever needs to ascend and awaken rapidly to their highest vibrational level is the validation of who they really are beyond the confines of who they think they are and who they've been taught they are and programmed they are by society. That's all I ever needed, but it took me 25 years to get here. Whereas, you know, and I believe that everyone can and will and is ascending to their highest good and their highest vibration. But what could potentially take 3 years, I can, you know, help people in 1 week, right? So it's just rapid expansion. I believe everyone's getting there anyway, and I got there anyway without any sort of help. But I believe that the information I have can rapidly, you know, expand people at an exponential level. And it's so beautiful because people are so ready for it. And sometimes my jaw is dropped and saying, you turned your life around in 2 months working with me through sessions. And it took me 2 years to do what you just did in 2 months. So it's so validating and so beautiful to see so many people so ready to expand so rapidly.
Right, beautiful. You know, and our souls, our soul wants to ascend, and our soul wants to experience enlightenment and liberation, and our soul knows that is what's ultimately going to happen. The human sometimes, however, you know, gets caught up in the clutter and the everyday life and forgets some of that. And on the other side, we've also got this natural curiosity where we have the awareness to know that we have karma. We have the awareness to know that there are messages for us from our guides and from even ones, our ancestors who are maybe still in the space. And, you know, I'm not really going to go through and kind of read the list, but for those of you who are not looking at the page, and maybe look at the page when you get a chance, but some of the things that Elizabeth can help with are, you know, chakra clearing and the healing and balancing, going back and discovering up to 5 past lifetimes. So, you know, that might be from a curiosity standpoint, but there's lessons there as well. You know, so those lessons that Elizabeth was talking about, those lessons could be brought forward and you could learn those lessons now so you don't have to learn them in future lifetimes. You know, the karma that you're dissolving affects not only you, but it affects your children and your family. Elizabeth can help with mediumship. So are they loved ones? So do you get a sense that there's someone tapping on your shoulder or wanting to give you a message? Well, Elizabeth can help, can connect in and give you that message. You know, any old emotional baggage and discovering your interdimensional self. We already spoke about spirit guides and quote-unquote alien abductions, but, you know, abductions from interdimensional beings. So all of these, as well as career guidance. So, I've never worked with you personally, Elizabeth, but it definitely seems to me that, you know, virtually anything that one might be curious about from a, you know, a human perspective, or maybe the soul is kind of nudging us or tapping us on the shoulder, you'd be able to really shine the light into that aspect of our lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it gives me such a beautiful, you know, it really fuels my fire to wake people up and to to allow them to go through the process that I went through my entire life. And I truly believe that, you know, asking the right questions and awakening yourself from within is really, truly the happiest place that you could possibly be in. And a lot of us don't even realize how unhappy we are until we start living a very happy life. So it's just overall, it's just extremely liberating to get this validation and get this information. And the best part about my sessions is that you don't have to ask any questions at all, because there is so much information for the individual that, like, I could talk for hours to one person about who they are, what they need to know, what they're releasing, and all of that great stuff. So whether you have specific questions or not, you know, there's always information to get into. But then, of course, you know, specific questions are always great as well.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people would like to connect with their guides, and there are people who would like to receive the messages from their ancestors or their loved ones who are beyond the veil. Well, even though you can talk for hours, the options are half an hour or full hour. So on this show, you can book 30 minutes with Elizabeth, or you can book a full hour. And if you're listening, and of course you have to be listening, but if you're listening either here or the replay, and if you've been listening to Elizabeth answer the questions, there's very little, you know, silence and what we call dead air, right? I mean, you're getting the information. You're getting the value of, you know, Elizabeth channeling and her psychic abilities. I know she doesn't like to call herself psychic, but psychic abilities, and really the confidence that you deliver the information with. You really come across as someone who's got a very, very open channel. And you don't really have to go searching for the answers. They really get downloaded to you pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, yeah.
Well, great. Well, I'm so happy that you're on the show and able to offer this. It's wonderful having someone of your, I say caliber, but of course we all know that the divine has chosen you. Mm-hmm. And given you the ability. So this isn't anything, you know, it's not Elizabeth, but Elizabeth is the one that the divine has chosen to give these gifts in this way. So we're very grateful that you've showed up, and the divine is using you to help our community. And I can already see people are writing in. There's actually people that are already booking sessions with you. So here's what I wanted to say. Elizabeth didn't tell you this, but I think so Elizabeth is writing a book and doing some other really great projects. And I think it's, is it next month you'll stop doing private sessions? You'll no longer be doing private work or something like that?
Right. Yeah. So I'm just transitioning right now. I mean, I love the one-on-one sessions and I love all of my clients all over the world. But I'm so on this planet to expand this information to the masses, right? So to large audiences. So as of, I'm thinking around September 1st, I'll stop taking one-on-one sessions. So this is very divine timing for anyone who's listening right now. I mean, this is your time, because after September 1st, this isn't the direction that I'm headed in. Although I'll have, you know, I'm writing books and I have an online awakening course, a school program that people can take as well, that has all of this information in it. But after September 1st, I won't be taking any new sessions, but you will be able to book up until basically December of this year. So you'll be able to see that as an option. So I'll honor all of the bookings and whoever's purchasing right now. If you want to book later on, that's totally fine. And right now I'm booking well into August as well. So I'm fairly booked up for the moment, but you'll be able to find some spaces. So this is really important that if you're listening, most likely you are a high vibrational being who needs to ascend rapidly, so that you can also teach and you can be on your path and your mission, because I believe that I am a teacher of teachers, and it's very divine and very synchronistic who I attract in my vibration, because not everyone is ready to hear the information that I have. So if you're listening to this show right now, it means that you are in the right place and that you are ready to ascend to the next vibrational level.
Yeah, so true, so true. And, you know, I say this almost every time I have someone on, but, you know, so the audience, you know, the audience knows this, our community knows this, but Elizabeth, you know, we scan everyone and we get a yes from the divine for every speaker on our show. You know, we don't just put out a, we don't just invite anyone. We invite people who, you know, and there's a long list of people, and there's only the people who get a, we get a yes from the divine that, that should be on our show are on our show for whatever reason that might be. And we don't even pretend to know what that reason is. You know, but we, what we do know is that the message that you have is ready to be shared with our community or a segment of the community or whoever in the community, but you're being used as a conduit specifically for our show, for the listeners for our show. So I really resonate with what you're saying. So everyone, if you would like to take this chance or take this opportunity to work with Elizabeth, there is a little bit of pressure for timing because of what she's just mentioned. Okay, so beautiful. Thank you for that offer. Let's go back to questions. And usually I never, ever, ever take questions for myself, but someone did write in, and they are asking, Elizabeth, for the radio audience, can you see what the alien DNA genetic makeup is of your host, Ian, me? What part human and alien, and who is this alien race family? So usually I don't take, because I don't like to take away from the community, but some, since someone asked, I will await your answer.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, one second. Okay, beautiful. Okay, great. So, so Ian, you have multiple different species around you. I mean, you are quite a cosmic, quite interdimensional. It feels like even when you were younger, you had the sense or purpose of like the sense of mission, right? And I think that this really does come from your cosmic self of, you know, it's like, it feels like all of these beings around you have been pushing you for quite some time to get to this place of building this community and spreading this. And I see that this is really just the beginning for you and your own awakening and for your community as well. So this is a really exciting time. So I would say that the most prominent species that you have around you, there's two in particular, although you have many, you are, so you're, so basically the two species that I see around you as far as your soul family are the Zetas, which is the grays, the tall gray beings. They're very technologically advanced. They're very spiritual. Despite some stuff online, they're actually very emotional as well. And they're just very intellectual. And this one of these grays that step forward here that are around you, they're telling me that in a past lifetime, as a gray, you were an engineer. This is what they're saying. But instead of being a technological engineer working with technology or devices, you were a conscious engineer. And it seems like you actually you brought together different elements of vibrational frequency to create some sort of like download for people. So this is really cool. And actually it's really funny because your guides are chuckling here and they're saying that right now in bringing forth these people on your show, you are once again engineering these downloads, these conscious downloads for all of your listeners, right? So once again, you are this engineer sticking all of the vibrations together so that people can ascend. So anyway, so you're kind of doing the same work that you were doing on this ship as a Zeta, as you're doing right now in this planet, just in a different kind of way. So that's really beautiful. That's really cool. Now, the other species that you have around you, and this feels like family. So the Zetas feel very much like work, not in a negative sense, but in a sense of mission. And they're here to help you ascend on your mission. The Zetas are here to help you give information for your mission work on this planet. This other species feels like family. Like there's no other way to say it, but this is, they have so much compassion and so much love for you as one of them. Like you are one of them in so many senses of the word. And And this would be the Palladians. And you have a lot of Palladian DNA within you. I want to say it's bordering like 38 to 40% of your DNA is Palladian. This gives you a lot of empathic abilities, a lot of intuitive abilities. You're very clearly a healer in a lot of ways as well. And the Palladians, although they're very non-intervention in your life, they have been in your life since the beginning. And you're one of your Palladians, family members here is also telling me that when you were very young, they would actually come into your room and they would stand around your bed and they would give you healing because it felt like there were some really tumultuous times in your childhood where you really needed that extra love and that extra support that maybe you weren't necessarily getting from your own family. So the Palladian DNA as well as some of this Zeta connection is really going to start to unlock and awaken within you. And there's going to be, just like I was mentioning, connecting to your spirit guides, which spirit guides are really just your soul family. I think the more and more you awaken to the fact that you are more than just human, just as I've been talking about, the closer and closer and the clearer the messages will be, especially from your Palladian family, because they are so closely connected to your vibration.
Mm. Wow, thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you. Yeah, I did have a sense of mission. I mean, when I was 6 or 7 years old, I mean, from that early age, I was like, I want to make a difference. I don't want to do any job that doesn't make a difference. I'd be like six years old, you know, I don't want to do that. And I, you know, my father worked in the bank. I don't want to work in the bank. I want to make a difference.
Yes.
You know, a little kid. Yeah. Anyway,
that's
so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah. So that's also, you know, a little bit of a foretaste of what people can experience getting that amazing reading with you. Okay. Well, let's go back to the phones. And, you know, I'm going to be guided to take whoever I'm going to take because there are so many hands. So the divine is going to pick the next person and it's going to be, I don't even know the name, Compton, California. On a cell phone, 0994 9994. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, who's this?
Okay, thank you very much for taking my calling. My name is Naoko.
Naoko?
Yes, my name is Naoko, and I am, this moment, I'm a little bit confused. Maybe this question might be not related, but suddenly, I met someone at my work, part-time workplace, and I'm so drawn to this person, but I'm very sensitive. And also at the same time, I'm so scared because I'm divorced. And, but anyway, I'd like to ask her, to check me in, including energetically. And also, I hope that I can just go, I mean, I can move from
Great. So there's someone that you're really connected with at work, and it's driving up a lot of fear within you.
Yes.
Okay. Let's just take a look at your energy and see what your guides have to say here. 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. So it's very clear that, okay, first of all, I want to say that you and this person at work have been connected before in past lifetimes. That's why there's this deeper connection. Your guides have so many messages for you. It's ridiculous, but I just have to keep it short. They want to mention to you that that the fear that you're feeling towards this connection represents the fear that you've been feeling towards your entire life, okay? And this is going all the way back into childhood. It's very clear here that you have lived confined? Like you have been, you've been triggered and confined by other people in your life and maybe pressured into things that you didn't want to do, but really you've been choosing to confine yourself. And your guides are saying that you've been hiding behind these walls for far too long. And they're saying that this is a really good opportunity for you to break down these walls that you have and to really gain access to your own inner truth and your own inner empowerment. So what your guides want to recommend for you is stop holding yourself back go up to that person at work and, you know, introduce yourself or ask to go out, even just for, you know, a coffee meeting or something like that. But this is clearly a divinely connected past life. It doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be romantic. You don't have to hold yourself back or be in any sort of fear whatsoever. And it's so clear that you have to experience and reconnect to this person in order to allow yourself to overcome these hurdles that you've been facing pretty much you know, your entire life. So overcome the hurdles, break down the walls, empower yourself, and stop holding yourself back from real, visceral, human, and conscious experiences that you could be having. And truly, I don't think you've felt this way about anyone else before in your life because there's a deeper soul connection that's happening between you and this person. But I want to let you know that this isn't going to be the last time you feel deeply resonant and connected to someone else in your life. If you truly want all of your connections, friends, family members, romantic partners moving forward can all be deeply connected at a soul and past life level. You just have to break down those walls and allow that connection to take place.
Yes, I felt it. So, you know, this is actually the verification or validation that I needed to listen. I'm so grateful that I have a day off today and I called you guys. I'm so grateful.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Beautiful. You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, no good. Bye now.
Thank you.
You know, we don't pick the callers. I mean, come on, right? She's got a day off and she wouldn't have called, you know, I mean, man, and then we pick her. We don't pick the callers. It's like so amazing. I mean, I'm just in awe the way that the divine works constantly. Beautiful.
And I wanna just mention, Ian, as well, just briefly here that every caller, like I truly believe that every listener is listening for a reason. And even if you're waiting and you're a caller and you're not getting chosen, just listen up because all this information is for you. I believe the information, every caller that calls in, this is information for everyone listening. I'm sure everyone's going through some sort of fear in their life right now at this time because everyone is awakening. Everyone is ascending. And in order to ascend and to wake up, you know, we have to break down all of the structures of our previous reality. And it can be a very scary situation to do that. So once again, you know, even if you're not being picked as a caller, you know, all this information is for you and you're listening to all of this for a reason.
Exactly. And there's the vibration behind the words. The words might be different for you, but the vibration is reaching you as well. Beautiful. Yeah. Let's go to South Dakota. South Dakota. Harrisburg Key, South Dakota.
Is this me?
It is you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Welcome. What's your name?
I guess I'll just listen whatever they need to tell me.
Yeah, what's your
name? Okay, so you're open.
Yes, very. Although I have to say one thing. I'm very discouraged, though. I'm having some problems with my left eye, and I can't figure out if it's like I'm not seeing what I'm supposed to see or if I'm trying not doing that so I don't have to see something or.
Okay. Great. I'm glad you brought that up. And then what is your first and last name?
My last name is Tweet.
And your first name?
Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E.
Okay, perfect, Carrie. One second. Okay, great. Okay, so right away, I mean, I see this energy that's, I want to say, stuck in your left eye, okay? And I don't know if you're experiencing, you know, your vision is going away or you're experiencing pain or all of the above, but it's very clear that there's this energetic block in your left eye. When I asked your spirit guides about what was going on here, they have a very clear answer for you. And the answer is, and it's not necessarily related to past lifetimes or old traumas or injuries, it's related to right now, right here. And this is exactly it. And you kind of hit the nail on the head when you opened up, which is maybe I'm not listening. And this is exactly what's happening here. We have to understand that the right side of our body is all about the masculine, and the left side of our body is all about the feminine. So the fact that it's this left eye is the fact that you're not listening, and even the word embracing, and even the word honoring, and even the word respecting yourself as a divine female creator is coming through. It's very clear that you are a rock for everyone else around you, and you are the glue that sticks everyone else together, and yet you're always putting out fires for everyone else, but you're not concentrating, you're not focusing, you're not loving, you're not fully appreciating yourself, and you're not just embracing your own emotions, and you're not embracing the respect enough for yourself. So you're really undermining yourself and you're disempowering yourself in whatever you're doing. I think you're concentrating on other people or other things, or you're distracted, or you're giving away too much of your energy. And then therefore, you know, this feminine aspect of yourself, you know, the receiving aspect of yourself is really lacking. And the eye is coming up here because you're not looking at what you need to look at, which is truly just you. So it's really important that you start giving back to yourself and focusing on who you are and putting yourself first. And that's the only way you can ascend yourself.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess when I was really sick, I decided that I wanted to make it a goal. I wanted to learn how to access Akashic files. And I feel stuck in it, but I figured I had to figure out this eye thing, and I guess it's just I got to be working on myself.
Absolutely. Yourself right now in this present moment. The past lifetimes will naturally flow once you start serving and giving back to yourself, whether that means writing in journals or taking a bath or taking a walk, but give to yourself in this moment and stop focusing on the past or the future. Just this moment is important. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You. Okay, beautiful. Let's just quickly take a couple from the web because people have been writing in as well. So let me just see who I'm feeling led to take here. Okay. Let's go to Texas. And this is Carmen from Texas. When I was younger, I was very spiritually oriented. But as I got older, I have become denser and unable to connect with my spiritual realm and guides. Feel like a dense spiritual veil surrounds me. Do you have any guidance for Carmen from Texas?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. I mean, right away it's coming through here, and I'm sure a lot of us are in this position, myself included, where we had this beautiful infinite access when we were younger, and then all of a sudden, you know, as you know, third dimensional reality creeps in, you know, we start to formulate our reality around things that are visceral and things that we can touch and feel and see. So what I recommend is that, well, what I want to say about that, and anyone else who's had this kind of a childhood experience and then lost it throughout the years, is that you were shown your greatest and truest abilities when you were younger to prove to you that this stuff does exist and that you are a part of the high vibrational frequency. And not only do I truly believe that you can get back there to this a more elevated, more liberated reality and existence, but I believe that you can actually surpass where you were as a child, as this present moment conscious adult. As long as you're making conscious decisions for your highest good of all involved, that's when you will be able to regain your spiritual abilities and basically be able to tap in and open your third eye and your highest chakras. So that's only coming back to you. And the more and more you open up, the more and more you listen to this kind of programming, and the more and more you listen to yourself and you trust your own divine intuition, the more and more you're going to be opening up those portals and those unlocking that DNA within yourself. So that all happened as a child just to prove to you that you are divinely connected and that you have these abilities.
Thank you. I think it's Shauna from Vancouver. I don't know if that's Canada or Washington, but Shauna is asking, "Hi, Elizabeth. I feel like my call to service is coming soon. Any insight as to what that looks like for me?"
Okay, beautiful. Okay, Shauna, when I tap into your energy, there's two words that come up here with you. One is divine creator, and the other is divine healer. And it really feels like, and I'm not sure if this is you creating something to help heal people, or if this is you needing to be more of a hands-on healer, but it definitely seems like, I mean, you could create things like pottery or art or, you know, sacred crystal jewelry, or, you know, creating circles and groups of people. But it's very clear that you need to be creating in order to gain access to your own internal source. And then also there's something about creation and healing. So it's very clear that you're being called into action, as are almost all of us at this time. As long as we're listening, we are being called into action. So it's very clear that you need to be transitioning yourself to a more spiritual service in and along the lines of creation and healing. And I just want to just mention to everyone else listening, you could be an accountant, you could work at a bank, you could be a lawyer, you could be a firefighter, you could be, you know, you could have your own cleaning business. You could be doing anything in life. It doesn't have to be divinely spiritual and divinely aligned. As long as that brings you joy and you're doing that with the highest intention, the highest vibration, then you are adding value to the awakening. So just please be aware that you don't have to have a role specifically a part of the awakening, but as long as you're awakening and you're gaining access to a high vibration within yourself, you're doing exactly what you need to be doing to be following your mission.
Thank you so much. Let's just go to another question here. And Terry from Springfield, Illinois, am I meant to build communities or just have a simple life?
Okay, great. Let's take a look, Carrie. Okay, great. So I get a very, very clear message from your guides here. So Carrie, you have the choice. I mean, we all do. We all have the free will choice. I have the free will choice to live a simple life, you know, and kind of be underground, or sacrifice certain things in my life to put myself and this information out there. So I have the choice just as much as all of us have the choice, whether we want to move through a more spiritual divine path or kind of take a break and keep it simple. So your guides are saying it's 50-50, Carrie. You completely have the choice which path you want to take. They did mention, Carrie, though, that if you were to live a more simple life, and let's just say simple is a more human life of getting your needs satisfied and fulfilled, your guides are saying that there's going to be a yearning for you. There's going to be a restlessness that is going to build in you. And it feels like this restlessness is already starting to build in you, Carrie. And the restlessness comes down to something more. You're going to be wanting something more. And even though a simple life is easy, easy is not necessarily always what is divinely satisfying and fulfilling. So although you may be hindering on, okay, let's just drop everything and live an easy life, you may not be fully satisfied and fulfilled within your soul if you do that, which is completely fine because ultimately it is up to you and it's up to your choice. But that's kind of what your guides are mentioning. You have the free will to choose any path you want to choose, but ultimately, you know, choosing a more community-based, spiritually surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals with high vibrations, that's where you're going to feel the most divinely aligned and the most divinely fulfilled.
Thank you. Let's go back to the phones for a minute. Let's go to Huntington, New York, and 3622, the last four digits of the phone number. Huntington, New York.
Hi, this is Susan. Elizabeth, I have to tell you, this call is so amazing, and I have shared so much of the experiences, and I'm twice your age, so as a child, you know, I had to hide things that I didn't understand and I was afraid of and shut down my abilities. And I've done a lot of work in the last couple of years trying to be open and awakening, and I think I'm doing a pretty good job. But it's funny what you said about losing your job. I lost my job over a year ago. It was unexpected. And I said, okay, there's a greater adventure here. There's something else I should be. And I was in that energy for a while. And now I just got stuck and shut down. So I'm not sure what's going on with that. And then recently, my dreams and my sleep, I have anxiety and nightmares. And I've always thought that I travel. I don't know that I'm abducted, but I always thought I travel sometimes at night. But I got to tell you, I've never felt so unbalanced and mixed up right now. And that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay, Susan, so I just do want to validate for you that it's clear that you're going through a major awakening, right? So once again, you are right in the mix of everything breaking down and everything rebuilding in your life, which is so beautiful. I mean, it's a scary place to be in, but it's such a beautiful place to be in. And right away, when you were talking about some of the dreams and some of the nightmares or, you know, some of the lower vibrational stuff that you're experiencing, that is only coming through in your life so that you can gain access to your highest power and your highest abilities. So take that as a challenge, as a lesson to prove to you that you can do this. And it's very clear, Susan, that you've got these, what do I want to call them, clairvoyant abilities. I mean, you have the abilities to tap in, to read energy, and to do something very similar to what I can do. So what I would recommend for you is moving forward, whatever job you gain access to, you can have a stepping stone job that just serves your bank account for right now. That is totally okay until you build yourself up to a place where you can be more aligned to occupation that is serving you, serving your bank account, and serving the rest of humanity. Because it's very clear that you are here for a reason and that you have this mission and that the location that you're in also needs you to awaken yourself so that you can start awakening others. So it's very clear that you are a seed planter, and it's very clear that you're just awakening. And the timeline that I get for you is around September, October, November is when a lot of these symptoms are going to start releasing, and you're finally going to start stepping into this fifth dimensional vibration. The number one thing that's really important for you and everyone else who's listening, who's also going through a major transition, is set your intentions. You will not be able to receive anything if you do not ask for it. So ask yourself, Susan, what is it that I want to serve my best and highest interest? Write that intention down and just watch it unfold into your existence and reality.
You know, I've been trying very hard to do that almost for 6 months now, and that's why I think I'm wondering if there's a fear block or even an energy block somewhere. Because I sometimes sit and cry and say, I can't figure out the intention. Sometimes I rewrite it like 20 times,
yeah.
And I feel trapped, like sort of in a
that's
wheel,
right.
Like a weird
that's
hamster
right.
wheel.
Yeah.
And I don't want to not manifest my life. And I do believe
yeah.
I have service. I do believe I have the abilities,
yeah.
but I'm so
yeah.
like blocked or scared or something,
yeah.
and I can't seem
okay.
to figure it out.
Absolutely. Okay, so I just want to validate that there are almost all of my clients right now are going through this period of my guides have gone away and like I'm stuck and I can't move forward and I can't progress. You are right now in what I like to call a hibernation phase, okay? You have
okay.
to go through this. You have to go through the pain. You have to go through the sadness. You have to go through the tears. You have to go through the blocks. You have to feel all of this right now because this is just all old. It's all old stuff. It's all old energy. It's old baggage. It's past life stuff. It's pain. It's trauma. It's torture. It's persecution. It's everything that is bottling up in your system right now. And all we have to do while we're in hibernation phase is surrender to it. Okay, so surrender to those energies, love yourself through this period, understand that you're still completely divinely in line, and just because you're not fully accessing the manifestation of your intentions doesn't mean that you're not in the exact right place that you need to be in.
Thank you.
Okay. You're
Thank
welcome.
You, beautiful. Much love. Wow, that was for everyone. That was for everyone. So if those words fell on your ears and if those vibrations fell on your heart, just feel into that. That was, I think, such a beautiful, beautiful message for every single one of us that, you know, even if we don't want to relate to it, even if we don't want to feel the resonance, it was said for a reason. So many of us sometimes feel that very, very same way, like everything is against us. But what you just said regarding, you know, divine timing, we're meant to be going through this, and we still are a beautiful divine being. We still are a beautiful divine shining light. This is our essence. This is our true self. This is our true nature. Elizabeth, thank you so much for shining your light on that very specific thing, but also on our community today. Beautiful time we've
had
today.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And, like, it was really, I'm just, you know, you never really know what to expect. And it's funny saying that and being a psychic, but you know, your listeners and your community is so aligned, and it's so clear that this is, you know, these kind of people fuel my fire of they're so ready to take the next evolutionary step, and they're so ready for this information. And I'm so excited to be connecting with you, Ian, and your divine cosmic self, and then your whole community, everyone who's listening. So thank you so much for giving me this platform and for allowing me to communicate and express my truth as well, because this is the reason why I'm here. I'm living my mission right now as I'm explaining all of this to all of you. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Such a pleasure having you on the show. And everyone, thank you for being here. I wanted to remind you, if you joined later, that if you'd like to sign up with Elizabeth, you do have the opportunity. You can book a 30-minute session or a one-hour session. You hear what you will hear. Well, you've been hearing the type of information that is possible. This session will just be filled with possibility and information. Elizabeth has said she's an information healer. But everything from past lives to karma, it's all possible. So if you have any curiosity or you just want to hear what your spirit guides have to share with you so that you can accelerate your ascension, accelerate your awakening, then sign up to work with Elizabeth, because before long, Elizabeth will not be doing any more private sessions. So you are meant to hear this message. You're meant to consider working with her. Oh, should I work with her? You're meant to consider that. That's why she's here, to shine the light and to bring the information to all of us here. So thank you so much again, Elizabeth, and thank you so much to the beautiful community, every single one of you. There's a lot of you today for being here. Shine your light. Make a difference in your own life. Make a difference in someone else's life today. And we will see you later. And we give thanks to Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, and Father Sun, all the ancient ones, and all the beings from all the galaxies who are looking down, who are smiling, who can see our little split, our little cracks of awakening as the information has penetrated our beings. And we've learned more. We've opened up more. So thank you so much to all the support we have, all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Much love to you all. Take care. Bye now.